Leibowitz had stood on that crossing 5 years later to the day and observed it for himself. The two cinema reel boys, Whittet and Etkins, received short shrift. Leibowitz forced Whittet to admit that he had been convicted of spying on a woman undressing in her home. He had only told the police of his conversation with Hoffman, in which he alleged that Hoffman had asked about a lonely road to take a girl, after his own conviction, and he had then been put on probation, only, clearly, Leibowitz implied, as a reward for his assistance. In a lively cross-examination, Etkins admitted he had told the police he had seen Hoffman's tortoiseshell spectacles hanging in the projection booth on the afternoon when he had been identified wearing them. He said that District Attorney Falk had struck him on the head with a ruler when he refused to change his testimony. He agreed he did not remember driving with Hoffman down the lonely lane, as he had said. On 18 May, the state rested its case, now considerably less strong than it had appeared at Hoffman's earlier trials. But there was still a long way to go, as Leibowitz well knew. Hoffman needed to persuade the jury that his suspicious actions were the result, not of guilt, but of fear. His suspicious behavior in faking alibis and getting rid of his gun were, Hoffman explained, caused by a sort of hysterical reaction to his friend's raillery about his resemblance to the described murderer.